Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it.
You do not believe in shaving your legs?
No, ma'am. They are very hairy. I tried shaving one time. It was so uncomfortable and so painful. And when it grew back even thicker and more of it. I said never again.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
No, I forgot.
She is a Disney princess about to go to the happiest place on earth while I'm sad and here alone.
And she is
Amy Nichols.
And while she is here sad and alone, I won't be the gatekeeper who lets her in on a daily basis. I've been letting Amy into the office and it makes me so happy because I run up to her with the biggest smile on my face because I love her. She thinks Disney is the happiest place on earth. I think anywhere I'm with Amy is the happiest place on earth.
Stop.
Amy, how have you been?
I'm good.
What have you been doing?
Sleeping in and eating garbage. We had ice cream for dinner last night.
That is fantastic.
It's the new Bluebell cookie two-step.
How is it?
Okay, so it's cookies. It's chocolate chip cookie dough and cookies and cream married. And it's so good. I think I like chocolate chip cookie dough by itself better. But this is a good second.
Is that not the same stuff that I brought you?
Wait, did you bring it to me already? I have such a bad memory. I have already had this ice cream and I didn't even know it.
Okay, so this was the new ice cream that was out last year and then it got taken off the shelves for Listeria or whatever it is.
Oh, did you say Listeria?
Yeah. Is that it?
That's a plant. It's a purple plant.
I don't know. And I brought you some for you and your family and then I was afraid that I had killed y'all all at once.
I have had this ice cream. Okay, I asked them and they said, no, we haven't had it and that's why I got it. They suckered me into getting it. I thought I'd had it before. I just don't remember purchasing it. It's because you got it for me. I got it for you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I brought it to work. You're very welcome. I'm glad it made that much of an impact on your life.
Oh my gosh.
Because that is the same one, right? Or am I confused?
I think so.
They do have some new ones out. They have Wedding Bride and Groom.
You brought me the camouflage, which isn't out anymore. I don't know.
Girl, I give you ice cream. That's all I know.
I know. You're such a
giver.
I give
you life. I give you ice cream. I give you entrance into the building. So, Amy, you know how every single week it is a huge struggle to sign off this podcast, right? Because I'm like, I don't know what to say next.
Yes.
Like, normally, I'll do a few takes and I'm like, we'll be back soon. And then I'm like, oh my God, that sounded so cheesy. And then I'll redo it again. Yeah. And I redo it like 4 or 5 times because I never know what to do. And theoretically, we're supposed to tease what's coming up next, but I don't know what I'm doing after work today, much less what we're going to be talking about next time. We just kind of go with it. So we had a very nice listener write in. Jill, I'm glad that you have a very cool and easy first name because I'm going to butcher the crap out of your last name. Apologies in advance for that. But Jill Schlabba.
No, that cannot be it.
Okay. How do you think you say her name?
Oh,
Schlabba?
Schlabo?
Schlabo.
I have no idea.
Jill Schlabo wrote in and gave us a suggestion. So stay tuned to the end of this podcast. We are going to, for the first time ever, sign off correctly.
I'm so excited.
Thank you, Jill Schlabo, for that one.
Schlabo.
Coming up soon. Okay. But first, I wanted to play you something, Amy. So my best friend that I've known my whole life, Bonnie, she was a witness on the Great TV Debate Rebuttal.
Yes.
She was my witness because she had been to my house many, many times. Bonnie lives in another state and she rides through a couple times a year with her slew of children. What would you call 2 children? Would they be a gaggle?
A gaggle
of children?
Just a couple.
It feels like a lot whenever they're at my house because it'll be her and her husband and the 2 kids. And they're so cute. I love them and I love them every time that they come over. But Bonnie and I always get into something different every time she comes. Well, I had ordered something online, very popular product, and Bonnie and I tried it out. Maybe I shouldn't have said all that. It was supposed to be a surprise. Okay, do you know what Bonnie and I are doing in this clip?
Ah! Ah!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh! Ah!
Oh, my God. That hurts really bad.
Okay, tears happened. Tears happened.
That's a really big tear.
Oh, my God. Any guesses? Okay, well, you're in pain.
Like a Band-Aid. Do you think that helps?
Did you say rip it off like a Band-Aid?
That does not help.
It's got to be wax.
Ow!
Okay, we did not wax each other. That is a good guess.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think you'd... It has to... It's not wax?
Mm-mm.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
I'll give you one more clue.
Oh, my God. It feels so gnarly on your nose.
It's that charcoal stuff. It looks like a Biore strip afterwards.
Yes.
Maybe I just can't see through all my tears.
So we tried out this charcoal mask, and it sticks to your... You put it on thick. Like, it comes in a tube. You get it from China. You put it on really thick, and then you can feel it. You leave it on your face for like 30 minutes, and you can just feel it tightening on your face. Somebody had warned me that it hurt, and as soon as I showed her, like, I was so grateful that the package showed up that day. Her and her family actually walked in with the package, and I was like, yes, you know what this is? And I pulled it out, and she was like, awesome, we're going to do this tonight. She had watched videos and knew that it hurt. Somebody told me that it hurt, but I'm like, okay, well, I'm not a wussy, so I think it's going to be fine.
I can handle this.
Oh, my God, Amy, that was not overkill. We were not being dramatic. She just happened to capture a video of us because she knew what the reaction was going to be.
Yeah.
It pulled so hard on the skin. My skin was completely like coming off my face like this as I'm ripping it off.
Did it take a layer of skin off?
It took everything off. Luckily, except for my eyebrows, because I did go a little bit off my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It did not take that off. It did take off hair, skin. Other than that, I really didn't see, like, I thought it was going to look like a full-on Biore strip. Just like my face. This is what my face looks like unmasked. It didn't.
So it didn't take, like, blackheads and stuff all with it?
Not enough.
Oh, well,
not enough
waste
to satisfy me.
Yeah.
I was going to make my husband do it, but now that we're doing this, he probably won't. Yeah. I wasn't going to tell him. I was going to be like, baby, I got a mask. Come do it with me. And then watch him scream and cry like a little girl. I was too, though. I can't really judge him for that.
That sounded like it hurt real bad.
Yeah. Do you want to do it with me? I'll bring it tomorrow.
No.
Are you sure?
I am interested in the magnetic one. I think that one looks cool, but I don't know. I mean, if it doesn't hurt, is it really working? I don't know.
Biore doesn't hurt, and that does work.
Oh, I've never done. I just done the blue when I'm not buying the blue little oil soaker uppers. I don't know if it's Biore. Clean and Clear or something.
Yeah.
I use the... toilet seat covers.
Guess what, Amy?
What?
You are not alone.
What? Oh my God, did someone do that?
Yes. This was in one of our, this was on a website that I came across. It said, beauty tip, you should be wiping your face with those toilet paper cover seats.
Yes.
Next time you're in a public bathroom and you grab one of their free toilet paper seat covers, don't put it down on that filthy seat. Rub it all over your face. I would actually say put one down on the seat and then one on your face too.
And make sure the one that's outside, put that one on the seat because you don't know who was the last person to touch it and you don't want to rub it all over your face.
According to a bunch of users on this beauty website, those free seat covers are actually great for getting the oil off your skin. As one user wrote, quote, it's kind of gross where they come from, but these are great for oil blotting and free.
Gosh, I am a genius. I should be a beauty expert.
You are also your son's mother for that statement right there. I'm a genius. I'm an inventor. I came up with this myself. They say a pack of 100 seats of blotting paper costs $8 at Sephora. So it's not like you'll get rich from the money you'll be saving wiping your feet with toilet seat covers, but hey, every little bit counts, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I know. I saw that article. I was like, Amy is a genius.
Yeah. Exactly what I said.
So I also saw this other article, and this one kind of got me because I totally don't understand it. I read this new study. Only 77% of women under 24 shave their armpits. So that means there's almost 25% who do not. I didn't realize that was trendy now to not shave your armpits.
Well, I think it's granola is the term. Like, it's very trendy to be earthy and hippie and natural and all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't think it will last. I think it's just a trend, a phase that will eventually go away.
Now, you're pretty granola-esque yourself. You're healthy. You don't do stuff like wear deodorant because it's got bad stuff in it. Yeah. We now have a toaster oven in the studio because you don't like to use microwaves and plastic containers and stuff like that. What's the status on
inches? I shave my armpits.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a friend that does not, and it's new. And she is the kind of girl that would always jump on the bandwagon. So when it was cool to be goth, she wore, you know, she had the black hair and that way too much eye makeup. And then after that, it was, you know, she just always went with the trend. So I'm thinking this will go away too. I'm not sure.
If I saw somebody with armpit hair, I'd straight up be like, honey, you need a groom. I personally don't think that that's okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know why we have to.
I don't know why we have to either.
I mean, I don't like it on me, so I'm going to get rid of it. But I don't understand why it's necessary for us to get rid of it when guys don't.
Because I'm trendy, and if women shave their armpits, I'm going to shave them. But I prefer to be shaved, though. Like, okay, well, but my next question is, if you had to give up shaving something, what would you not shave?
I wouldn't shave my legs.
For sure.
Yeah.
It
just takes up way too much time.
Yeah, and I'm lucky I do have light leg hair, so I don't have to do anything too crazy as far as shaving. I can get away with shaving once a week and still wear dresses and shorts and nobody notices.
Yeah, I can't get away with that.
Might be a little bit prickly, but I'm the only one who can feel.
I have dark hair, and I've never shaved my arm hair. I've known girls who have because of their dark arm hair. But, I mean, I look like a monkey. I mean, it's crazy long and dark, but I'm not shaving anymore my body. I'm not going to. It's just too much. And especially when I'm cold, I mean, they stand like straight up and they're like 2 inches long. It's just, anyways.
I do have a weird hair. And I have to be very careful how I say
don't.
This.
Just don't.
No, because it's not there. But
I know.
You do have hair downstairs. Well, not in that region, but away from it, at the top of my thighs, where on my left side, I've told you I have a stupid tattoo. It's a big flower tattoo that goes down my thigh and comes up a little bit on my stomach. Well, for some reason, I have like a random stray that kind of escaped and went over there. And I have no other hair anywhere near that area. But then I have one long black hair that's right next to a flower. And I have to look and remember about it. I've been called out about it before because it's just a random hair hang. And it's
where'd you come from?
Is that a whisker?
Are you lost?
Yeah. What exactly is that? But things I would give up shaving, legs for sure. And I kind of don't do that anyway. I'm going to admit this one. Face. I don't actually shave my face. I do what I call the lady razor. And it's just baby hair. I don't have the whiskers and the black hair or anything that I have to worry about. But hair is hair. So if I've got enough baby hair there and it bothers me, I bought what I call a lady razor from Bed Bath & Beyond. And it's just something just real quick to get it off. And I only do that every once in a while.
And I think it's easier to do that when you're applying makeup too. Not that you're a big heavy makeup person, but I've heard that also.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty common, and they do it a lot with facials. So I mean, I'm not the only one who does it. I'm just saying I'm not shaving off a beard or anything like that. My husband's never noticed. He's never touched my face and been like, hey honey, it's time for you to shave or anything like that. Something else embarrassing I'm about to admit.
Stop.
I have something else I'm about to start shaving, or more or less trimming. I'm going to start trimming my nose hairs.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't have anything crazy. They're not hanging out. People don't notice them. But I'm going to I'm an obsessive nose picker. Now, not like, I don't have my finger in my nose and I'm all digging around and stuff.
That's real good.
I'm an advocate for pick your nose with Q-tips. That thing gets amazing stuff out of there. And so I pick my nose with Q-tips multiple times a day because it'll get stuff that I didn't even know was in there. And then all of a sudden I'm pulling out big old strings of stuff. And it's like, hey, how long have you been hanging out in there? But I can see a little bit of nose hair. So now just I think gonna, I'm going to trim
like
my nose hair.
The circular thing that goes up there. And
yeah. Is it gross if I use my husband's? Do I have to get my own or can I use his?
Well, maybe you can get a different attachment. I don't think I'd use the same attachment as him. I'm not sure how that works.
Can you see my nose hairs from here?
No, I can't.
Okay.
But I do look in the mirror and I'll do like lean the head back and do the booger check. But I'm not like thinking, oh my God, there's so much hair. And the hair is important. The hair in the nose, it's important. I mean, I don't want it hanging out. But because it like catches all the particles that you don't want to go into your lungs.
Yeah. And then I scrape it out with Q-tips. So it'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to shave it bald or anything. I think I'll still have stuff in there.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, I'm going to take up nose hair trimming. But don't worry, Amy. All this shaving, all this dieting, all this working out, which we hadn't been doing lately. We need to get back on that next week. All this stuff is so very limited for me because I tell my husband all the time, one day, this, and I'm pointing at myself right now, up and down, this is going to be over because
it's a lot of work.
It is. And I'm not even high maintenance, but I mean, just to be conscious of what you eat all the time and working out. And he's not nearly as conscious as I am. Now, I've said before, he is flipping hot. So, I mean, I'm not saying he needs to change anything, but I try. Mm-hmm. For what I do. And it's minimal compared to others.
Right.
People, I don't wear a lot of makeup. Yeah. But I do try to dress nice. I do try to watch what I eat. I give up things that I love because I want a better body and for healthy reasons as well. But one day, and I'm not saying what age that's going to be, one day it's going to stop because I don't want to be skinny when I'm old.
No. Well, not that you are going to have kids, but the grandma-esque, I would think you want the fluffy someone to lay on and be comfortable with, not some bony creature that looks sick all the time.
I used to sink into my grandma, and that's, I want somebody to sink into me. I want all the cheese and the pasta and the wine that I want. I don't want to be like, oh, no, thanks. I'm going to have a salad. No, I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to quit shaving. If I get hair whiskers at an older age, oh, well, just, you know what? Let's play with them. It's on my chin. It's fun. I don't care. Yeah.
No, I don't know, because I swear, I really believe when people retire and they give up all their activities and all they care, they don't live for very much longer. So I don't know. I really don't know if I'll ever retire, in quotations. I'm sure I'll stop working 40 hours, but I always want to be active. I don't want to ever quit on life because as soon as I do, I'm a goner. I know I'm a goner.
Not me. There are so many other things I can do with my time besides work. My husband will see my 401k letter that comes in the mail occasionally, and he opens it and he's like, look, Lacey, by the time you retire, you're going to have this much money in your 401k. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, that's so cute. You think I'm going to retire? Like, you think I got limited number of years on this body? I've got a lot less limited number of years working. You just keep on getting those promotions, honey. I'm going
to
quit.
Way to go. Way to go, honey.
And now it is that time. Are you ready?
Yes.
I wish I had a drum roll.
Brrr.
Good job. Very good job.
Thanks.
I was going to do this, but I like your sound effect better. Jill Schlabeau.
I have
Jill
no idea.
Jill Schlabeau came up with this suggestion. What do you think of keep your hips loose and lips hip? Or some kind of variation
yes.
of that. You know, without sounding too dirty, I think loose hip sounds more like a dance term, but you never know. Well, first of all, apologies to Jill and everybody else out there. I promise, I swear that I have a super dirty mind and I say a lot of stuff that I shouldn't say off record, but I never once thought loose lips and childbearing hips was anything dirty. I thought loose lips because I'm a talker. I have loose lips on my face.
Yeah.
And childbearing hips because Amy has hips.
Well,
no, has children. You have children and you have hips. You have all of the above.
I have all. Oh my God. I also have hips. But no, separately, I think it's all good. Like you wouldn't think, but when you pair them together, I mean, I don't know.
So if you have a problem with our slightly maybe dirty name, I think you should blame Amy because Amy never won.
Well, I mean, I thought maybe it was just me. But then Justice said it was him too.
Yeah. So that's not what we meant. So if anything sounds dirty, I'm so sorry. I have had people comment on Twitter before and they're like, I think I like your name, giggle. And I'm like, it's not what you think at all, but thank you anyway. So since we don't know what we're going to do next time, we're going to end it right now.
Yes.
And we're going to say thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols.
Don't forget to.
Oh, well, what about the sign off?
Well, you do that and then I sign off.
Okay. Right now?
I'm still waiting.
No, I am not screwing this up again. And me. Hold on.
Take your time. I only have to edit all this.
Oh my God. Please do.
I'm not. Go ahead.
Oh, damn it. Amy Nichols, be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And don't forget to keep your hips loose and lips hip.
Why don't we split up the sign off? You say one and I'll say the other.
Okay, are you going to be able to remember this?
I don't know.
Do I need to make flashcards for you?
I think I got this.
Okay, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Is that it?
Yes!
Yay! And if you have any suggestions for us or just want to chime in on anything that we say ever, especially if you need to remind Amy of anything she said because she has the worst memory ever. Like, who would forget that I brought her ice cream? I know I wouldn't. You can always hit us up on our socials. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook. No, that's not a dirty word. And Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And thank you again, Jill. Keep your hips loose and your lips hip. Yeah.
The beauty is still on duty, and don't you ever forget it.